It is with great joy that I am with you today, and firstly I need to convey the paternal blessings from our Patriarch Bartholomew and from our Archbishop Makarios of Australia. It's my first visit in Canberra, and as I can see, people here are very blessed. It is an amazing congregation, and the parish community here is very blessed. A lot of young people, there is a future ahead, which is promising. Today, as you all know, we celebrate the remission of Our Lady Theotokos. And the Holy Gospel explained how, when Jesus went to his friend's house, Lazarus' house, his two sisters, they were there. And there was Martha, who was serving and trying to get everything perfect for the meal. And there was also Maria, the other sister, who was just sitting next to Christ, listening to his words. And the Gospel, Jesus says that, Martha was distracted with all the jobs that she had to complete. And Jesus said to her, "Why are you distracted? You should have done what Maria does, just listening to the word of God." Now, if someone was a monk, we would say that there are two main streams of practice in monasticism within the Orthodox Church. Some of them, the one is that the monks, they are very active, and the other stream is that the monks, they focus on prayer, to different ways of monasticism. And we could say that exactly like Martha, the ones that they focus on being active, they complain about the ones that they pray all the time. But Jesus today, he prays the ones that they pray. He prays the ones that they focus on Christ. This is regarding monasticism. But I think what the Gospel wants to tell us today is not that we should not be active and just focus on Christ. But I think what the Gospel tries to make us understand today is that when we do something, we have to know why we do what we do. So the same action could be governed from a different way of thinking. And I will explain myself. If someone does works in the church and is focused on his own glory to praise himself because he's doing good works, then he is like Martha. He gets distracted, and the distraction is himself, for himself. But if someone does whatever he does for the glory of God, if someone does whatever he does for the love of a fellow man, then he is like Maria. He is just following God's word, which is doing whatever we are doing out of love. Love for God and love for our fellow men. We need to keep this in mind, because our actions, it doesn't matter what they are, they cannot save anyone, they cannot help anyone if God does not bless them, even if they're perfect. And even if they are wrong, they can still help others if God blesses them. But for God to bless our actions, it depends what's inside our heart. If our actions are not governed by love for our fellow men and for God, God will not bless them. And they might be perfect, we might be perfectionists, but it's all a waste. But even if we're not perfect, if we just try our best, or even less than our best, if within us. We want the good of our fellowmen, and we love God. God will bless what we're doing. And it doesn't have to be perfect. Because regardless how perfect our acts are, they cannot be as perfect as God. And if God blesses them, they will be perfect. And they will bring forth a lot of fruit. So, I hope that today's feast day of the Dormition Theotokos will teach us in a way how to follow Panagia's example, how to have love for everyone and gather with love and act with love in order for our community to go ahead as a whole.